You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and here in the studio with me, my next guest is the famous DJ Astronomar. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, welcome. I can't believe this is not only the first time I've ever interviewed you, but the first time we've even met.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're fans of yours here at KTOO.
Oh, and likewise.
KRNN, KXLL. We've even got your picture up in
our
office.
It's very sweet.
Would you please introduce yourself for our listeners who don't know who you are?
Yeah, my name is Marlon Lumba. I DJ under the name Astronomar, born and raised in Juneau. I've been DJing for like 17-ish years. I've been living in LA for about 7. DJed a lot in the city and here in Juneau for a long time.
Yeah, you seem to make it back once or twice a year.
Yeah, a couple times a year at least.
And what brings you to Juneau this time?
I mean, like family, and also I'm sharing music with everyone, and
yeah.
And like New Year's is kind of like it's like a reunion of sorts, you know, like everyone's in town, looking to have a good time, so that's fun.
Definitely. So you got two events coming up for the next week or so.
Yeah.
You've got your annual New Year's party. Is that going to be, where is that going to be this year?
At the Hangar.
At the Hangar.
Yeah.
All right, great. Yeah. We'll talk about that. But before that, we've got an event that we're calling EDM Under 21. EDM is electronic dance music.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
Correct.
And then this is going to be at the Jack. And this is kind of a cool event.
Yeah,
I don't know of any, if I've ever heard of anything like this recently. But
and
tell
like
me all about it.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I haven't done like a strictly underage event in maybe 10 years or more, like a super long time. So if it feels good to kind of like do something for the kids, because I remember like when I was like younger, like and I would go to like a random kind of like rave DJ event, and like I'd just be like, my mind would be blown just like seeing someone actually DJing in front of me. Like it blew my mind. So like I kind of want to like help provide that experience for other kids who might, you know, get into it.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it's going to take place at the Jack, and just for those who are listening who have under 21s who might be interested in this, there's an ID required,
mm-hmm.
So no one over the age of 21.
Yeah.
And it's a sober event,
tolerance. Yeah, of course, yeah.
And bags will be searched or subject to search, but parents can come if they want to.
Yeah, for free,
Yeah. Okay, cool. I think that's amazing.
Yeah,
and
super
when
cool.
is that taking place?
That is this coming Friday, the 27th, at the Jack. Doors open at 8.
And for someone who's never been to one of your shows, what can they expect?
Lots of like high energy dance music, kind of like left field, like not as poppy, but it's like weird, kind of like catchy, thumpy sounds.
Yeah. Do you mix in stuff that we would have heard of before, pop music or anything like that?
Here and there, occasionally. I mean, like, There might be like some references here and there, but like I try and keep it a bit kind of like disorienting and kind of like kind of just keep it like interesting.
Any visuals?
Not really. I mean, like not with what I have now. I mean, it'll probably just be just some lights and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
How long are you gonna play?
I mean, the doors are 8. I have my buddy Anton Radke coming to open for me, so maybe I'll probably play from like I'm not sure how late we're going, because it's an underage event, so I'm guessing it'll probably end around midnight. So
yeah.
Probably around midnight.
4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Are you up for that?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm sure that you are.
Yeah.
All right. So again, that's EDM under 21 Friday, this coming Friday, December 27th. Doors at 8 at the Jack. So yeah, bring your youngsters.
Yeah.
Young adults. And now let's talk about New Year's, your event at the Wharf. This is something you've done every year for as long as I've lived here.
Scott and I started doing it maybe, Scott McKinnon, DJ Ainsley. We've been doing it we've done it at least 10 times. Like, we missed the past couple of years. The Hangar had some other DJs the past couple of years, but
you're back.
Yeah, we're bringing it back to the old school.
All right. So what are the details of that event?
I don't know the exact details. I think there's like tickets for sale. Like you can get them at the Hangar. They're going to like open up the whole wharf and have it kind of like a block party style kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Do you know, are you going to be in the Hangar itself, the Hangar ballroom?
I think we're going to be in the Hangar, and the idea is it's going to be a Scott and I, Ainsley and I like DJing back to back all night. So like, it'll be like both of us playing at the same time for majority of the night.
Excellent. Yeah. And I know they'll make room for everybody to dance.
Oh, yeah.
That's not an under 21.
Yeah, that's strictly over 21.
I know that's going to be a good time. So that's New Year's Eve, December 31st. That's next week. And Keith Giles is helping you out with this. We want to give him a shout out.
Keith, I partnered up with Keith for the all ages event. And like, it was actually his idea. And I was like, why haven't we been doing this the whole time? Once he said something, I felt bad that we should have been doing this for the past 8 years. You know, we should have been doing this.
Well, now it can become an annual tradition. Do you have any fond memories of dance parties past here in Juneau?
Oh man, so many. I mean, there's lots of really good ones, and there's lots of kind of just whatever ones. But I mean, it was always fun. I'm trying to think what the best one was. I mean, I'd say the New Year's parties are definitely the highlights because people really wild out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's super fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, the countdown and the midnight celebration is always a fun part for me.
Yeah.
So what keeps you busy these days? What do you see for yourself in 2020?
I'm starting off the year pretty busy. I'm playing this huge rave on a cruise ship called Friendship. It goes from Miami to the Bahamas.
Whoa!
And it's this huge cruise ship with 2,000 or more people. It's just there's tons of shows. I mean, there's tons of DJs, just nonstop sets and all kinds of crazy rooms. And then I'm playing four Florida dates in between that. So I'm playing Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Friendship, Jacksonville, Orlando. So I'm just going to be super busy in Florida for 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. it's going to be tiring, but a lot of fun. Because it's literally just back to back to back. So it's going to be 12 days in a row just going at it.
Well, warm temps and sunshine and dance music all sound very good right now.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add about your events or about yourself?
Just come out and support. We're here to have fun. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks
it's great
for having
to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Have a great time this week.
For that back to the beat.